This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Just me. 5 Minute University starts now. And I've gotten some emails. Like, how about taking some calls? Okay. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Repeat, 866-582-9933. And when people ask me about calls, my response is this. I think, and I can't prove this, that USA Prepares does not get a lot of calls because the students are interested in learning what we have prepared as instructors for that particular class. So because of that, they don't want to, we'll say, interrupt the flow of the class with their questions. Unless they have a burning question and they call and they like our opinion on answering their question. So I think that's why we don't get a lot of calls here at USA Prepares on Genesis Communications Network. However, when I was on another network, and I would be a guest host. I'd fill in. They'd say, yeah, I'm Vin Finelli. I'm sitting in for, let's say, John Stettmiller. Calls would come in nonstop. And so I don't think it's me. I think it is the type of broadcasting we do here at Genesis Communications Network, which is teaching. That being said, I have a few things I'd like to share with you about things that we've experienced here at the farm lately and over the past few years. I just finished baling hay yesterday. So the season's hay has all been baled. We just need to move maybe 50,000 pounds more of it that we just finished baling to a storage area. Hay results were down. I'm thinking at the most, maybe 65%. I don't have the actual total count in. Maybe 65, 75% of what we would like to see is what we raised. So that's not good. That means we either had to buy some hay or sell some cows, or both. And what we decided to do was hedge our bet and buy some hay. It was the most expensive hay I have ever seen in my life. I've seen farmers misrepresent what they were selling. They say, oh, yeah, it's good hay. Yeah. Well, is there any sticks in it? Well, I might have some. Is there any weeds in it? Well, I might have some. Is there any Johnson grass in it, which is toxic to cows? Well, I might have some. And we would go look at it, and it used to be that we would say, okay, we believe what you say. We'll hook up the trailer. We'll come out your way. And they say, well, first come, first served, and if it's still here when you get here, well, you know, we'll load it for you. If it's not here when you get here, no, sorry. And who in their right mind would enter a transaction like that? Who in their right mind would hook up a trailer, you know, spend a half hour hooking up a trailer, spending an hour driving with a trailer to go buy some hay if you don't know what the condition is, what the quality is, whether it's been rained on or how it's been baled? I mean, there are tight bales and there are loose bales. So you can have a 4 foot wide, 5 foot tall loose bale, which has, you know, let's say a third less hay in it than a tight bale. So farmers are now becoming like everybody else. I'm not saying all farmers, but I'm saying way more than I'd like to see are becoming less honest than I think they were. And it disgusts me. It really does. Anyway, we finished baling our hay, and I'm going to be hauling it today. And it takes three people to haul hay 1 mile. And the reason it takes three people is it takes a tractor with a front-end loader to grab the bales and put them on a trailer. So it takes someone to operate the tractor with the front-end loader. And it takes someone who drives a truck with the trailer. And then it takes someone following behind the tractor and the trailer pulled by the truck with headlights and flashers on to keep the generally dumb, crazy drivers from killing us. It's ridiculous. We literally have to have a truck follow us so that people don't pass us on a short 1 mile drive around a curve where there's a double yellow line saying don't pass, don't pass, don't pass. But they do it anyway. And the problem is it's a blind curve. And you can't see the oncoming traffic. You can't see around the bales that we're pulling with the truck. You can't see the tractor in front of the truck and trailer with the bales being pulled because it's 10 feet tall. The bales will be 10 feet tall when you stack them on the trailer, maybe 12 total, 12 feet tall. But cars are so impatient, they disregard the rules of the road, the traffic laws, and they will pass on a double yellow line where they can't see oncoming traffic. It's unbelievable. And I don't really mind so much if they kill themselves. I don't mind so much if they run off the road and end up overturned in a ditch. I don't mind that so much. But I do mind that the person who is unsuspecting coming around toward them, they can't see them when they are in the wrong lane on a two-lane road, one lane coming, one lane going. I mind the fact that they put that person in danger of losing their lives and all the occupants of the other car, right? And I mind the fact that that collision will probably happen right in front of the tractor that's at the lead of our three piece of equipment train. I mind the fact that they're likely to get us killed too. I mind that. I mind the innocent victims being put in harm's way because of these irresponsible, generally dumb public. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. And so what do? We have two-way radios. Everybody's got a radio. We're communicating. Okay, it's safe. No cars coming. Ready, set, go. We all pull out, and all of a sudden somebody flies up on the tail of us, the trailing truck with the lights flashing. And then it's usually Mrs. Finelli in the truck with the lights flashing. She'll say, yeah, this guy's right on my tail. Looks like he's going to pass on the yellow line. We've had a motorcycle pass us on the right. It's one lane coming, one lane going. And a motorcycle literally passed us on the right on a double yellow line. He ended up in a ditch. And he yelled out, my bad, my bad, as he restabilized his motorcycle, pulled it out of the ditch. And what does that get him? Literally, it gets him maybe a minute, 1 minute, save time. This is just another sad commentary on how we're falling down, how society's collapsing. There are rules that I believe are there for a purpose. And, you know, I used to signal people with my headlights if I saw a speed trap, you know. So if I pass a police car and I saw it was a speed trap coming, I'd warn the people coming toward the speed trap, there's a speed trap. Not anymore. Not anymore. I'm actually voting for, in my mind, that those speeders get pulled over. because they've become more than just 1 or 2 miles an hour over the speed limit. They've become reckless and careless, and they're putting us all in danger. They're running over animals. They're crashing into each other. They're crashing into us. It's unacceptable. This is society in collapse. So we had, over the years, within the last couple of years, we've had General Motors Chevrolet pickup trucks arrive here at the farm, looking for replacement of the door handles. Now, these are these plastic door handles that you lift on and the driver's door opens on a, I'm talking about a plain old common Chevrolet Silverado 1500. It's a half-ton pickup truck. Got a couple of those here at the farm. Plastic handles, and you lift that up and the door opens. The door handles are breaking. I haven't broken on mine. But customers come in with the door handles broken. How's that possible? How is that possible? Is it possible that maybe the door is locked and the person trying to enter the door says, I'm going to open this door no matter what, and rips off the door handle? Or are they cheesy to begin with, or both? I don't know. But customer comes in and we try to be polite and say, you know, only an idiot would break the door handle, right? We don't say anything. Just replace the door handle. But then again, I heard my son on the phone. He was on the speakerphone. He was calling the big box auto store that delivers these parts to us every day. And he said, yeah, I got the door handle. Thanks so much. I opened the box and it broke when I was taking it out of the box. Now, how's that possible? How is it possible that the door handle is so flimsy that it breaks before you even install it? How's that possible? Well, here's another thing. How is it possible that a big box store would have a door handle for a Chevrolet Silverado? How's that possible? Well, the reason it's possible is because they break. And the companies that sell auto parts say, well, that's a good number to install. That's the vernacular they use. That's a good number. That means that's a good part number. That means that's a popular part number. That means that's one we should stock because people buy those. It's not just the door handles. And it's not just Chevrolet. It's Ford as well. And it's the tailgate handles. How is it possible that a tailgate handle breaks off? Well, the only way that that could happen is either two ways. The material that they're made out of is substandard. The material that the replacement ones are made out of is substandard. Or that they're roughly handled in the first place. Meaning the person is kind of aggressive with them. I guess the point is products are not as durable as they used to be. Door handles used to be made out of metal. And breaking a door handle was something that was absolutely positively unheard of. It didn't happen. Unless, of course, a vehicle was sideswiped. You know what? We'll call that an accident or a car crash. Now, that happened, you know, in the 50s and the 60s. If there was a car crash and the vehicle sideswiped each other, the door handle could get broken off. But they were metal back then. They weren't plastic. Now they break early and often. If we come back, I'll tell you a little bit about new spark plugs. Are you ready for a mid-$30 spark plug?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We have kind of a loyal customer base here at the automotive shop here at the Forum. And some of these loyal customers happen to drive BMWs. And they're here early and often because BMWs are, they just break. And so here's an interesting thing about BMWs. If you're thinking about buying a used BMW, you think that'd be a pretty neat thing. Well, are you ready for spending maybe $35 for a spark plug each one? Maybe you can get it for $30. But they're about $35 a piece. And they're special. They, you know, spark plugs have like a 6-point base. And you use a 6-pointed socket to remove them so that you don't strip the spark plug base with the socket you remove it with. Well, BMW, the new ones, have a 12-pointed base on the spark plugs. So your 6-pointed socket absolutely positively won't fit. Now, even if you have a 12-point socket, deep well, it needs to be extra thin-walled so that the spark plug socket will fit in the cylinder head opening to remove the spark plug and reinstall it. So you're looking at around $35 for each of the spark plugs, and you're looking at buying a new spark plug socket. And that spark plug socket may cost anywhere between $20 and $30 for the tool just specifically made thin-walled so it will fit these new BMWs. I just thought maybe you might be surprised. I was surprised. I was surprised that with all the hundreds of tools we have, maybe thousands, we didn't have a tool that would safely remove a spark plug from a new BMW. So we had to order that. And I looked at these spark plugs, and they are special. There's no question about it. You just can't take a spark plug that fits most other cars and just put it in a BMW. It won't work. It flat out won't work. So be prepared for spending extra money for tools, special tools for BMWs. And we're finding that we have to have special sockets that are really, really short, real short, that we've had to buy to remove oil filters. Because when you put the socket on the oil filter, I'm talking about a cartridge-type oil filter. So the can, there is no can. It's just the filter element that you replace. So the housing is heavy-duty, and I really like that. But the engineers who figured out how to place the oil filter on the engine and make it part of the casting, they weren't working with the other guys that were working under the hood and putting accessories under the hood, because there's not enough room for a standard socket with a standard ratchet. So you'll have to get a real special socket to remove the oil filter. That's another $20. And then if you have a Ford and you want to remove the wheel lug nuts, they swell. Ford says, and I'm talking about the trucks, Ford has a lug nut that's made out of steel, and it has a cap, a decorative cap of stainless steel. Make them look pretty. So to hide the fact that inside, between the stainless steel skin of the cap and the lug nut, which is hardened steel, that's rusted. So you can't see that. So in order to get the lug nuts off, you'll need a special socket that's called a half-size socket. So it's in millimeters, but, you know, instead of 18 or 19 or 20 or 21 millimeters, it's in a half size, like 18 and a half or 21 and a half, because you have to accommodate for the rust between the inner skin of the lug nut cap and the lug nut, because it swells, and a regular socket that you'd use for removing lug nuts on a wheel won't fit. Which also means that if you don't have one of these half-size sockets and you have one of these Ford trucks that is known for having this problem, it's known for having this problem so well that they make a special socket just to remove the lug nuts from these vehicles. Well, if you go to change your flat tire and you don't have a spark plug socket that's larger, I'm sorry, not a spark plug socket, a lug nut socket that's larger, you're not going to get it on the lug nut to change your tire. You might want to check that out.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
News update. Former President Trump once again blasting the judge in his state civil fraud trial. Thousands of health care workers are prepping to strike tomorrow if negotiations do not improve with Kaiser Permanente. The workers say they're protesting unfair labor practices and unsafe staffing levels. President Biden commemorating the Americans with Disabilities Act, a monumental piece of legislation enacted over 30 years ago. Biden commended the dedication dedicated activists and policymakers whose efforts led to its passage. He also outlined his administration's ongoing commitment to advancing even further accessibility for all. A recent poll shows that Americans believe college campuses favor liberals over conservatives in terms of free speech. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds,
sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kathy's talking about sizes of containers changing. Well, here's a really interesting thing. Salt. And Kathy and I have been talking about salt for months, privately and on the air. And it seems that something's up with salt. Now, salt is very inexpensive. It's just mined. And the salt that you buy is millions of years old already. And they put it in boxes. They put it in plastic containers. And sold at the stores in 26-ounce round containers. You know, like typically what you'd expect to see Morton salt or the house brand salt being sold as. In, you know, cardboard containers with a metal aluminum pour spout. Well, it's been going up and up and up and up over the years. I remember about 7 cents when I was a child for that 26-ounce size. And the size hasn't really changed. But what I did notice that it's getting harder to get. Well, it's a little over a dollar now for one of those 26-ounce containers. And I asked Bam, he was going to the big city. I said, can you get some salt? Sam's Club, they have some. Would you pick some up? And it's a 4-pound box, and it's $1.98 for 4 pounds. He said, sure. So he bought some. And when he brought it home, I looked at the salt that we had in the cabinet. Same size box. Exactly the same size box. Same color packaging. Morton brand. And one says, the one that we had in the kitchen cabinet said kosher. Blue box. Exactly the same dimensions. If you closed your eyes and you felt both boxes, you would say they're identical. The kosher salt was 3 pounds. The regular salt in the same box is 4 pounds. Same box, same color, same everything, except one of them had purple lettering and indicated it was kosher salt. So the point is, you can't go by what you think it is because it used to be that way. There are changes. And I can understand why Morton would say, well, why change and have another size box? We've got the machine that fills the boxes. We've got the boxes already. Let's just put the words kosher on one of them and fill it with less. So the kosher is 3 pounds in this particular example. And the regular common non-kosher is 4 pounds. Currently, $1.98 for 4 pounds of salt is the best deal around. It used to be that you could find bags, 25-pound bags of salt. I don't know where to find those. I'm talking about salt for human consumption. I'm not talking about water softener salt. I'm talking about salt for eating. So you might want to check the actual package and make sure that you read the size, because the sizes are changing right in front of your eyes. Now, it may be that kosher salt was always 3 pounds in the 4-pound box. That may be the case. Or it may be that Morton decided they could squeeze 4 pounds in the box that they used to put 3 pounds in. I don't know. But what I am saying is that they're different. Different amounts in the same exact box, other than the lettering that indicates kosher. Okay. And I'm not saying don't buy kosher or buy kosher. I'm not saying anything about that. And for me, I'm okay with just plain old salt. Or pink salt. Or Himalayan salt. I'm okay with all that. But I do think that the Himalayan salt is not as salty as regular American table salt. I think it's less salty. I think the pink salt is less salty. Okay, I've noticed that in our automotive shop, I have a lot of old tools. Tools that I acquired when I was younger, you know, learning how to work on my first vehicle, which was a 1954 Willys CJ3B Jeep. A little four-wheel drive Jeep from the 1950s. And, you know, I rebuilt the engine and learned about rod bearings, main bearings, push rods, valve adjustments. I learned how to resurface valves, do a valve job, and those kinds of things. Put pistons in, rings. So I had a lot of tools that I had to buy in order to do that. Some of them were used. Some of them, I inherited a few wrenches. Well, at the time, I used my dad's wrenches. Ultimately, I inherited them. But what I did was I took care of my tools, and I still have them all. And when I was done with them, I'd wipe them off with an oily rag. I would get the grease off them, the oil off them, the dirt off them, the grime off them, and they would be covered with a thin, thin, thin coat of oil that came off the rag that I used to clean them. And what I did was the ratchets, I would lubricate them. I'm talking about the 3/8 and 1/2 inch drive ratchets. I would lubricate the ratcheting mechanism with engine oil, like 30 weight oil. Or automatic transmission fluid oil. Either one. And I still have those ratchets, and they still work perfectly, and I haven't broken a single one. of them. Now, they were brands like Husky and Craftsman. Every single ratchet I have from the 1960s through today still works. And that's because I lubricate them. They don't tell you to do it. Nowhere in the instructions does it say that I've seen, y'all best be lubricating your ratchets because it's moving parts and it would last longer if you lubricate them. Doesn't say that in any of the instructions that I've ever read. Maybe I missed it. I don't think so. So I lubricate the ratchet moving mechanism, and then there's an overlooked part that I lubricate. And that is at the square drive of a ratchet, whether it's a quarter-inch drive, 3/8-inch drive, half-inch drive, three-quarter-inch drive, they all have this little ball. And the ball is held in place. It's stamped in place. And there's a spring behind it. And the idea is that ball helps prevent the socket from falling off the end of the ratchet. It's a brilliant, brilliant design. But what I do is I put a drop of oil on that ball. And I have the ball facing upward. And then I take a pair of pliers, like crescent-type pliers. I'm not talking about adjustable pliers. Ones that you squeeze a handle and the grip gets tighter. I use those. And I let the oil that I put a drop on the ball go in under the ball because there's a spring there. And that spring is subject to corrosion, rusting. And if it rusts through, it's a little tiny spring, it will fail. And if it fails, that ratchet is going to be impossible to use. It'll be really frustrating. You put the socket on, the socket will fall off 100% of the time. So what I do is I put a drop of oil on every single one of those balls. Oh, maybe every year or so. I've never had a failure. Never. So, would you consider doing that, or is that more work than you're interested in? For me, it makes a lot of sense. Because I haven't had any failures. So, I'm proving over, let's say, roughly 60 years, it absolutely positively works if you do that. I also have a parts washer. Now this thing is a barrel. It's like a 30-gallon. It's like a 55-gallon drum, but it's like 30. It's smaller. And there's like a kitchen stainless steel sink on top of it. Now it's made this way. You can buy it just this way. It's called a parts washer. And it holds some amount of parts cleaning fluid. The current in vogue type parts cleaning fluid is an aqueous fluid, water-based. It's kind of like a detergent. And I don't like it. I don't like it because it's water-based. I would much rather use an oil-based cleaning fluid that's reusable. Well, so what we have is exactly that. And I use diesel oil or farm fuel. About 2 to 3 gallons. In this drum that holds like 30. And I pour a small amount of water in there, about a quart. And the idea is oil floats on water, right? You all know that. So what happens is the contaminants, and it says a pump, an electric pump, 120-volt pump. It pulls the oil out of the bottom of the drum, the diesel fuel. It comes through a spigot. And I put the parts under that, and I use gloves, long gloves that come up to past my elbows. And I hold the parts, and I use a parts cleaning brush, and I clean off the parts in a solvent that removes the dirt and grime from automotive parts. Works really well. Then all the crud that I just washed off goes in through the bottom of the sink, the sink basket. It's just like a sink in your kitchen. Same kind of setup. The fluid goes down through the drain in the sink, goes to the bottom of the barrel, and gets pumped up again and reused. How long does that last? I don't know. I've been using the same fluid for 18 years. It works really, really, really well. As a matter of fact, I had the same parts washer in Virginia, so it probably has the same fluid for like 30 years. And I just add a little bit more, maybe a quart. every couple of years. And it has a lid on it. It keeps the smell down and helps keep particles in the air from contaminating what's in the sink. Really works very, very well. And so I take the wrenches and put the wrenches in there, wash them. Sometimes I soak them. Sometimes I soak the ratchet heads. And you wouldn't believe how much filth comes out of these ratchet heads. Then I lubricate them again. So those are a couple thoughts about lubricating ratchets. And you can use, as I said, engine oil or non-detergent 30, SAE 30, weight oil or ATF. Used oil filters, what do you do with them? Now, maybe some places has a recycling area for used oil filters. I haven't seen one. So here in Missouri, it's, don't worry about it. Just throw it out in the trash. I guess that's what happens. But I don't like that. So what I do is I have an automatic center punch. This automatic center punch is for marking holes or putting a little indentation in a piece of something, whether it be wood or metal, before you drill a hole in it. The idea is you build a little cavity. It's like the size of a Sharpie marker. It's spring-loaded with a hardened metal point, a tip. And you push down on it right where you want that little indentation in what you're going to drill. It goes bang. So it's spring-loaded. You push down on it, and then it drives this point with the equivalent of a little hammer blow. It's all self-contained unit. Automatic center punch. You can even get them at the Chinese factory tool outlet, but they don't last too long. They're made out of brass with a hardened center punch point. I punch through the can of the oil filters. So I put the gasket facing down in the drain pan, and I punch with the automatic center hole in the center of the top of the oil filter canister, and then I turn the oil filter upside down so that the oil that's inside, trapped inside, drains out. And after a day or so, all the oil is out, then I dispose of the oil filter.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yes, I have a letter I received from a student. And I asked for permission to read this letter, and here it is. Hi, Vincent. Greetings from London, England. I've been a student of USA Prepares for the last couple of months, on and off, when I accidentally stumbled upon your channel on BitChute under the name of RG2. Enjoying being a student in class because of the incidents you mention quite frequently are happening here in London, too. As you know, we've been flooded with illegal immigrants, refugees, most wearing decent clothes, laughing, smiling, and taking their own videos as they make their way to the UK, bypassing France totally, even though they landed there first. They know that they will get a 4-star hotel on arrival, and that they will get a free mobile phone, and that they will not have to work for between 2 to 3 years as our useless Home Office takes about that long to process one application for asylum. Goes on to say, and I'm skipping some of it. Usually what happens after a couple of years, there are a lot earmarked for deportation, and they simply disappear from the local hotel rooms, never to be seen again. You cannot deport a person if you cannot find them. They turn to a life of crime forever, and after that, they cannot work here legally. It's obvious from the videos that they publish on social media, especially TikTok, that these are not genuine refugees or asylum seekers fleeing persecution in their own countries. They are, in fact, economic migrants. Everybody knows. But unfortunately, our government is completely owned and following orders from our hidden masters in, and I'm not going to say the country, because they'll probably get us thrown off the air. So they pretend that it's impossible to stop these refugees coming here. Surprisingly, let me go back up one. Well underway in Europe, seeking the destruction of Western civilization by introducing violent, low IQ humans, simply refuse to integrate into or observe our laws and resort to physical violence to resolve any dispute, no matter how small. Most of them don't even speak English, the English language and are only here for the free handouts forever. Surprisingly, our corrupt government actually confessed that multiculturalism has failed here in the UK, and newcomers simply refuse to integrate and demand special treatment, which our government bowed down to so that they don't get called racist. As you mentioned in class, Gresham's Law focuses on the fact bad money drives out good. As you correctly identified, it applies to all aspects of life, and the bad residents of London have driven out the good to such a large extent that most of the white people who can afford to move out have done so. I totally agree with you in modernizing modern education is teaching nothing, and we're surrounded by stupid people. My family and I, even though living on the outskirts of London, which has a population of 9 million, keep to ourselves as much as possible, avoiding contact unless absolutely necessary. The rats in London, current population 9 million, have turned it into a rat race, and it's better to avoid than confront, as you will never win. The cops are totally corrupt and scared of being called racist, so they always take the side of the immigrant, even though it's obviously they're wrong. And as soon as one challenges racist, they immediately drop the case, offer an apology, and maybe even compensation to the culprit. It goes on and on and on, but you get the gist of it. It's a real shame. And greetings to Mrs. Finelli, Bam, and Bert. Kind regards, Victor. So I just wanted to share that with you. Letter from one of our students. Here's something that's quite surprising. It's in the news. In San Francisco, there is a tower. It's called the Millennium Tower. It's a high-rise. It's 605 feet tall. And people are living in it. It's housing. Apartments. It's leaning 29 inches to the side. So if you drew a straight line, if you took a plumb bob from the top of the tower to the bottom to the ground, you'd find that the tower is leaning 29 inches. It's called the San Francisco, the Leaning Tower of San Francisco. Why? Because they built this very heavy building on soil that is soft clay. Soft clay. They didn't drive the pilings into the bedrock, so the tower's leaning. Now, how would you like to be the building next to that one? Or the building next to that one? Or the building next to the one that's next to the one that's next to that one? How'd you like that? And, of course, the residents, if they own apartments in there, are being offered an opportunity to fix it, like $14,000 a piece. Raw sewage is leaking. This was done with the approval of San Francisco.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.